How about your next patient, a 62-year-old lady?
This patient has Vigo stage 4 disease, and so she would certainly be a patient that we would treat with chemotherapy and bevacizumab. Although, having said that...
Could you backtrack a little bit and talk about how she presented?
She actually presented with abdominal swelling, discomfort. She didn't volunteer that she had axillary lymph nodes or inguinal lymph nodes, but they were found on presentation, and that clearly made her Vigo stage 4. And on the basis of that, we felt that she should be given primary chemotherapy because she has widespread disease beyond the abdominal cavity, and only consider surgery if she has a good response. And she did have a good response to 3 cycles of treatment. And it's interesting and actually not all that well recorded, but certainly in my experience over a number of years is that patients with inguinal lymphadenopathy often do very well. And it's a recent thing that they've been designated stage 4. They used to be stage 3 patients. Now they're called stage 4 patients. But they actually do quite well. And she certainly did do very well. And she went for surgery after 3 cycles and had resection of all of the disease except a little remnant behind the liver, which the surgeon was just not able to take off. So on the basis of that remnant of disease, she then went on to have bevacizumab in the post-operative setting, and she continued with chemotherapy 3 cycles, bevacizumab, and then bevacizumab maintenance. And she is now just finished her bevacizumab and is now in follow-up.
But now, how long has it been? 4 years since she presented?
Yes. Yeah, so she finished her bevacizumab in August 16. So yes, it's 2.5 years, which again, I think just reinforces this observation that we've had over the years that patients with inguinal lymph nodes, notwithstanding the axillary lymph node, but the inguinal lymph nodes tend to do very well. And I think actually that is true for patients that have predominantly lymphatic disease rather than serosal disease and ascites. They're a different biology. I mean, you know, we spoke about a unifying type 1, type 2 hypothesis at the beginning of the discussion, but actually there's more within that type 2. There are clearly different biologies. And there's a biology that seems to be mainly located in the lymph nodes that behaves in a different way to the biology that is widely disseminated within the peritoneal cavity with ascites and serosal disease. And those lymph node-only patients, in my experience, often do very well with chemotherapy and surgery.